This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1232. Should you ask someone's age in English?
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 123 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston, and New York City, USA. And to take your learning deeper with real-time transcripts and personalized vocabulary practice, download our app on your iOS device. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Age is a hot topic in American culture, but sometimes you have to avoid asking someone's age directly. Today, learn how to get around this challenge in other ways with creative questions in English.
Hey, Lindsay, how you doing?
Awesome, Michelle. How's it going out in New York City?
It's going. Yeah, everything's pretty good over here. I just had my parents visiting, and it's always just nice to get a visit. Do you have any plans for any family to visit you all the way out on the West Coast?
Yeah, actually, I'm coming back to Boston in the beginning of October for a wedding and to see my parents. And then my parents are coming out to LA at the end of October. So there's lots of family plans coming up soon here. Yeah.
That's great. That's good. Yeah, I know. That must be hard to like be further away now, but it sounds like you have a lot of plans.
Oh, yeah. I'm not worried about the fall because, you know, we have October, then there's Thanksgiving, and then there's Christmas. So it's almost like every month I'll be going back to the East Coast, more in the spring where I could start to like not see them for a little while. But it's okay. You know, flights from Boston to LA are very cheap.
That's awesome. Okay, good. Well, I'm going to ask you a question that has nothing to do with what we were just talking about. But it's a good one. Have you ever heard that phrase? I think it's age is nothing but a number.
Yes, of course. And the older I get, the more I agree with that.
Do you think it's a true phrase?
I think it's true because everyone looks at age differently. People age differently. I mean, yeah, it's definitely true.
Yeah, definitely. I'm actually trying to like look up this quote. I don't even know where it comes from. I know it was a song by the singer Aaliyah. But I don't know who originally said it or if maybe she was the original one. I don't know. But anyway, I do like this phrase. And I think it's a good one to keep in mind, especially as we get older. And, you know, as you know, we make friends. I think it's good to have friends who are different ages as well.
Yeah, I agree. I think in a place like New York, that's easier because I don't know, New York is such a place, such a melting pot where people with the same interests come together, often regardless of their age.
Right.
I love that about New York.
Right. Yeah, that is great. Yeah. So guys, we're going to talk about this a little bit more in a second. And we're going to get into a listener question that I love. But before we do that, we want to remind you, make sure you hit subscribe on your podcast player, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, Michelle, exactly. So guys, look down at your phone or wherever, whatever app you are using, maybe you're using Apple Podcasts or Spotify or Google Podcasts, make sure you are subscribed to the show because we do publish bonus episodes where we announce things like web classes and special opportunities that you would miss if you are not subscribed.
Definitely. So go and do it.
Yeah, go and do it. Okay, so today's question comes from Reno from Taiwan, right?
Yes. Could you read it for us, Lindsay?
Yes. Here we go. Thank you for the All Ears English Podcast. I've been listening to it for 2 years. I play it every morning and I discuss the episodes with my girlfriend. It positively improves our listening and broadens our horizons. Aww. It's fun and juicy.
Juicy. I love it.
I love that. I think she's referring to a previous episode we did about juicy. Could I ask a question about age? If I ask someone, how old are you? Is it impolite or is it straightforward? If yes, how can I say it in a polite manner? I don't want them to feel uncomfortable. Thank you, Reno. Ah, good question. Love it.
Yeah, this is a really good question. I love that. I love this one. I love these kind of like sticky situations. Can we ask this? Can we not? Right? It's really interesting and, you know, different across cultures. And I just love these ones. So you know, we've spoken about age on this show and taboo things to say or not say before on the show. So let's just talk a little bit about these, which I think could be good to listen to as well if you like this episode. So the first one is episode 422, which is, are you giving people TMI?
TMI stands for what, by the way?
Too much information.
That's so fun. That was a really fun episode. These are great. And then there was another one, episode 1023, which was the language of aging in American culture. So we definitely, like you said, Michelle, we have attacked this topic from different, you know, angles, but we're going to do it again today in a different way.
Exactly. Exactly. So yeah, today we're going to take a deeper look at this idea and ask ourselves, what is old? Okay. So Lindsay, would you ask someone, how old are you?
Wow. I would ask a kid how old they are, like a 5-year-old, right? Or even maybe a teenager. But I think once people look like they're once they look like they're an adult, it's kind of not the most appropriate question.
Right. Yeah. So in 422, we did talk about this idea of not asking people unless they're pretty young. So yeah, I agree. I still think this is true. I mean, I've had students talk with each other about their age, and it's always interesting to hear their reactions to each other. So it's funny because sometimes I'll hear my students say, oh my gosh, you're 22. Oh my gosh. And then the student will say like I'm 23. I'm so old.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny. This is so cultural, right? I mean, I know that when I taught English in New York, I remember hearing from students like in places like Korea, especially, that it's really important your age. It's important to find out quickly so you understand your like the dynamics, like the hierarchy kind of in that sense. That's, you know what I mean? Have you seen that? Yeah. How to address someone based on their
age. That's interesting. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't know about that. But yeah, I've definitely had students just, you know, casually talk about it. And then they all start laughing like, oh my gosh, like you're only 19 and I'm 21. I'm so old. Like, that's just so funny.
That's fascinating because that's a real cultural difference. Because I think in an American university, for example, that would not really be happening. You wouldn't have such a robust conversation around age.
Right.
Like we don't care as much. We just don't care. But because I've never learned Korean before, but I believe this is what I heard, that it's a part of the actual language in terms of the way what you have to say in the sentence based on how old they are or something. You guys, if you are from Korea, let us know the truth. But yeah, so it's much less important in our culture to talk about that.
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, generally, I don't ask this question. If I were talking to like a little kid and making cute small talk, how old are you? You know, that's one thing. But I personally really don't ask anybody unless they're talking about that age or something where it shows they're happy to discuss it.
Definitely. I agree.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
Right. And you know, the other thing is in making a lot of new friends lately, I find that not many people discuss age unless they know each other well. Like I think that people sometimes they don't talk about it at first. And then as you get closer to someone, it might come up in a point of conversation, right? Like I've had this come up naturally in conversations with people I've known for some time, like new friends who are maybe becoming closer. Have you had any experiences like that, Lindsay?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, sometimes it would take me a while to know their age because, again, it's not a natural first conversation for us, right? So, but I think eventually I figure it out with most people relatively quickly. We talk about, oh, when did you graduate from college?
Yep.
That sort of thing.
Yep. We're going to get to that. Yep. Yeah. There are definitely tricks. Yep. That's a good one for sure. And I found this really interesting, article on the New York Times. It's called Am I Old by Stephen Petro, December 13th, 2018. We'll put the link up for you guys. And I loved it because it talks about how what old is changes as we age.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Like the article talked about how people are living longer, so old is changing. However, it says like people in their 20s and 30s have a different definition of old than those in their 40s, which is also different from those who are older, right?
That's so true. That's so true. I've seen like benchmarks being pushed up for two groups I was a part of in Boston, which was AMC, Appalachian Mountain Club Hikers. Young members, that age level started changing. It started being pushed up as I was in the group. Like I didn't decide on that, of course, but someone was deciding that young members meant, you know, 30 and younger, and then it was 35 and younger, then it was 40 and younger.
That's awesome.
So anyone could be a part of the group if they were 40 and younger. So yeah. Things change for sure.
I think it said that like the article mentioned how age 59 is old to people in their 20s and 30s, whereas once you're in your 40s, 65 is counting as old. So I'm paraphrasing the article here. And then, you know, older people like baby boomers might say that 73 is old. So it's all relative to how old you are. And guys, we'll give you the link to the article. And they also talked about how one person says they consider themselves old if somebody calls them ma'am.
Oh yeah, ma'am. Okay. Yeah, well, I also don't like ma'am.
I don't like ma'am. I do not like ma'am.
It definitely makes me feel old. So I kind of agree with that person a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it just talks about how, you know, what we've talked about before, how the elderly aren't really treated in the way that they should be. But that's a different topic for a different day.
That is a topic we should cover. I don't know if we've really ever covered that in earnest on this show, Michelle. Maybe we should look to do that next time we record, is really go into that. That's kind of a problem in American culture, that we really don't treat our elderly the way we should. That would be kind of cool to talk about.
Yeah, definitely. That's a good one. So yeah, guys, it's just totally relative. Like I remember I used to think a certain age was old, and now I'm like, oh, that's not old. But if I were that age, then they would still say, oh my gosh, that's so old. And oh my gosh. So but just in general, you know, to answer this question, I don't think it's a good thing to ask, especially to new friends and people you're more formal with, right? So that's personally what I think. But as Lindsay mentioned before, you can kind of make a guess at someone's age without directly asking them.
Yeah, because, you know, 99% of people are going to start college when they're 18 and are going to finish when they're 22. There's always people who do it differently. They travel for a few years, but most people, that's going to fall into that category. So if you do talk about when they ask them when they graduated, you can figure it out.
right. And then you definitely know the age. Yeah. Or you can say something like, oh, how many years have you, right? So lived in New York, been working in this field, right? And then they might, of course, you're not going to know their age from that, but they might give you a clue, right? They might say like, oh, well, I moved here right after college in 2000 and blah, 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 right?
Exactly. That it's very easy. You just do the math right there. Yeah.
But there aren't that many ways to do this, in my opinion. I think it's more, I don't know. I think it's more the topic being taboo than the actual question. What do you think?
I think, well, yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of weird when you're first getting to know someone to ask, but I think the topic probably should come up if you're really getting to know someone who's going to be a friend. It should come up within the first few weeks because you want to see if you're at the same age in life. Like, are you dealing with the same things?
So, right. Yeah, I don't think that it's a bad thing to know. But it is definitely it's a little bit tricky sometimes. So yeah. Mm-hmm. But really a good question today. So we're gonna do the takeaway in just a second. But Lindsay, we want to remind people to listen to the IELTS Energy podcast, right?
Yeah, guys, if you don't know this, if you're new to All Ears English, we actually go super deep into the IELTS exam, right? We have Jessica on our team who was an examiner for 14 years. We have a course called 3 Keys IELTS, and you can start with our podcast just to get to know us over there. Go to IELTS Energy podcast, hit subscribe on that show, and listen 3 days a week to get started, guys. Maybe some of you are going to take the exam this year and you do not want to miss our tips. They're awesome, right? And Michelle, we mentioned before you came on the show, and hopefully you'll be on there again soon.
Yeah, I would love that. So yeah, good one. So Lindsay, what's the takeaway for today?
All right, guys, so just be careful with this question. Don't ask this question directly unless, you know, the question is, again, how old are you? Don't ask it directly unless you're super comfortable with the person. You can do other things like ask when they graduated, how long they've lived somewhere to get the answer. And also, we want to know from you guys. This could be a good episode for you to write into us. What does it mean to you to be old, right?
Yeah, what is old? Ooh, I don't want to know.
Yeah. Actually, I think a good place for our listeners to tell us what they think could be on our Instagram channel, right?
Yeah, I mean, that would be good.
Yeah, go and tag us, let us know, do an update and tag All Ears English and let us know, what does it mean to be old to you? This is a very broad question, but I think it'd be interesting to hear what you guys think.
Definitely, definitely. That's a good idea, Lindsay. All right, guys. Well, this has been great. Very interesting conversation. And thank you to Reno for the question.
Yeah, Michelle, I'll talk to you soon. Have a good one.
Bye-bye, Lindsay. Have a good one.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.